righty. Well, it's just after one, so welcome everybody. We'll start with our board workshop, and I'll turn it over to Tom to kick it off.
Thank you. Thank you, and welcome. So we're going to do an overview of our newly created Falcon Nest, and I'm going to, at this point, we have two representatives. We have Rebecca Collins, and Rebecca, are you leading the presentation?
Yes.
And then Aaron LeDuc, who's the director. So you guys want to take it away, and we'll do a short presentation, and we're actually going to walk to the Falcon's nest, which is right behind us.
Fly?
Working on flying there. That's right. But it's a very neat, really exciting a new initiative that we're doing. So with that, I'm going to hand it over to Aaron.
All right. Thank you for having us. Can you hear me okay?
Uh-huh.
So the purpose of the center, as you know, I feel like I was just here a few months ago presenting, is to serve our underserved students with life support. We're not necessarily academic. We're more life. We truly define retention in the Center for Women and Men. And one of the special populations that we focus on with two of our grant-funded programs is our student parents. So I just want to note a couple of thank yous that made this project possible. One, Charisse Ramos, our fearless leader, for her tireless leadership and drive. Dr. Labasso, Dr. Locklear, Dr. DeQuino, and all of the executive leadership for your support and mentorship. Chris Tomes and Ren Sawyer in marketing for connecting to our vision and following through with swiftness. Of course, to you all, our Board of Trustees, for your continuous support of the work that we do in the center. And I also want to note the Early Learning Coalition partnered with us for this project with C-Campus, Child Care Access Means Parents in School, to provide furnishings that you will see soon. And finally, Rebecca Collins, I thank you for your incredible work ethic, creativity, and passion for your students. So I will let Rebecca share with you the project.
Thank you, Aaron, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm really excited to be here with you today to share the Falcon Nest and the many initiatives that I've been working on to support our student parents here at the college. So before I get started, I want to tell you a little bit about the C-Campus program. The C-Campus program is our child care assistance grant, and what we do is we assist Pell-eligible students with reducing their costs for child care. We have made tremendous impact here at the college. We've been around for 17 years, maybe going on 20. In the last three academic years, we've provided 313 awards of childcare. We've saved our student parents $575,000 in childcare costs, and our participants have maintained an average 3.20 GPA. So let me tell you how this project came to be. Last year, I attended the National Student Parent Support Symposium. It's sponsored by Ohio State University, an amazing conference. I listened to so many great presentations on topics like supporting fathering students, protecting the mental health of student parents. But what really inspired me was the keynote session from teen mother to distinguished professor. As I listened to the keynote speaker, I couldn't help but think about my own experiences as a student parent. I always tell this story. I remember I was an online learner working on my master's, had to take an online quiz. Before I took the quiz, my son, he was 5 at the time, was content as can be, playing, living his best life. But the minute I hit start quiz, it was like everything just fell apart. He started crying. I think the room even went dark. But the only way that I was able to make it through that quiz was putting my son on my shoulders. And that's how we got through it. So I just thought about that experience, the parental guilt that I felt as a student parent. And so really after the conference, it made me want to think about how we could better support our student parents here at the college. So I started with research. All great things start with a little bit of research. And I focused on four questions. The first question was, I wanted to know the needs and challenges of student parents. I mean, I had my own ideas, but I wanted to see what type of data was out there. And so I found that at least half of the student parent population, they drop out of college or they stop out of college before earning their degree, or they take substantially longer. And the reason being is just a variety of challenges. It can be lack of childcare. It can be time poverty. Time poverty is a really hot topic, and it's basically not having enough time to study or go to class is that perception. And so factors like that, parental guilt, these are all types of things that kind of impact whether or not students stay enrolled in school. And then I also found that student parents need to feel like they belong on campus. I wanted to know what type of national data existed regarding student parents, and I found that more than 1 in 5 of today's college students are parents. So there are so many student parents out there. And if you're ever interested in data, I recommend there's a 2020 Generation Hope student parent, it's really a survey, but this group, they surveyed 149 colleges and universities targeting student parents, asking them about their experiences. And it was really interesting. A lot of parents expressed, again, that need to feel like they belong, not knowing if their children belong on campus, not knowing if they belonged on campus. And so it was really interesting. And the Institute for Women's Policy Research, they champion a lot for C-campus and on-campus support. So really good avenues of information. So naturally, I wanted to know, well, how many student parents are here at the college? So I started with partnering with our institutional research department. They created a query based on the FAFSA. When students apply for financial aid, they there's actually a question. It's question 50. Do you have or will you have children who you will basically provide support to? And so in the fall, 885 students said yes. I believe that there's more out there. Not all students complete the FAFSA. But that was our number for the fall. For the spring, we had 1,248 and counting. The number changes daily. So finally, I wanted to know, okay, well, what are other colleges doing to support student parents? And I'm seeing that colleges are starting to see the need to collect student parent data. Also, colleges, they do offer family-friendly study rooms, which is the Nest, kind of how that came to be. They have activity packs that they give to their student parents to use on campus, and then they provide lots of information on family resources. And then finally, lots of colleges have C-campus grants that help provide childcare, whether it's contracted through local childcare providers or whether or not they have online or, sorry, not online, but on-campus childcare assistance. And I want to note that there's about 18 C-campus projects in the state of Florida. So in my research quest, this quote stood out the most to me, and it's really, you know, not just to me, it says, you know, supporting student parents is not just putting a C-campus program or resources on campus, but it's really taking that institution lens. And so that's really what led me to craft a proposal. My proposal stems off of 3 actions. The first is creating a family-friendly space on campus. That is the Nest, which you'll tour shortly. I wanted to identify ways to be more inclusive of our student parent population. We have a great You Belong Here marketing campaign. And so I just thought, why not add to that amazing campaign and incorporate some more student parent photos? And then partnering with our institutional research department to track data, learning more about our student parent needs and who they are. So I am so happy that this proposal was approved. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here with you today. Since the approval, we have hit the ground running. I don't think we've stopped running. The Falcon Nest, we are scheduled for a soft opening next month. We're going to pilot it with our C-campus students first. We do something called a midterm check-in where we basically meet with our student parents. We check on their needs, how the daycare is going, just kind of help them in any way that we can. So we kind of want to pilot the Nest with them first. We've already conducted our first student parent survey, which I'll share those results with you. And then we did the You Belong Here student parent photo shoot. So I'm actually going to start with showing you those photos. Get a little sneak peek. But this is one of our C-campus moms, Bethany, and her daughter, Nala. Mom is studying, and Nala, she kind of looks like she's pulling for mom's attention, but This is Rachel and her son Oliver. We wanted to show a student parent on campus. Maybe she's coming from financial aid. She's getting things done with her child on campus. And this is one of my favorite photos. This is Deja and her son Kendrick. I believe that when we educate a student parent, we educate a family. When a student parent walks across the stage and earns their degree, it's not only a win for that student parent, it's a win for that family. And so I love the work that we do here at the college. And my hope is that these photos will land in our C-Campus marketing materials, on the website, just putting a little plug out there. You'll see it very soon. Okay. So in the fall, we conducted our very first student-parent survey. We targeted to all currently enrolled students. We received 416 responses in total, but as we drilled down, about 132 were actual student parents who kind of went through the entire survey. So really quickly, just some race and ethnicity demographics. As you can see here, majority of the respondents were white. The next group down is African-American, and then Hispanic. And these figures actually align with our college population, so it seems to be a good sample of the students we serve. In terms of gender, majority of our respondents, female, a small percentage male. I personally would love to get that male percentage up higher. I know that that's a big goal in many programs across the college. And as you can see, as far as a partner or spouse, it was almost 50-50. And I actually see that a lot in our C-Campus data. About half of the students that we serve, they're either single parents or they're married. So it kind of falls in line with data that we already know. Family demographics, same. Majority of our student parents, they have about 1 to 2 children. And in terms of age group, their children are like preschool, elementary school age. But as you can see here too, we've got some high numbers of children who are in the middle school age and high school age. I think that knowing about age tells a lot. There's this saying, an ounce of data tells a pound of stories. And I believe that any type of data can, you know, shed light on something. So when I think about age group and I think about preschool age, to me that means maybe that parent needs childcare, or maybe if they have elementary age children, maybe they're doing homework, or maybe their child's in virtual school. There's just so many things to think of when we think of children age groups. We wanted to know what mode the student parents are enrolled in, and majority of our respondents are taking online, which didn't surprise me when I think about the pandemic and the direction majority of our learners are moving to online. We also looked at program of study. A lot of our student parents were in the AA degree and the nursing program, and I see that a lot with our C-Campus students. A lot of the students we serve, they're either in AA or medical, nursing. Sometimes we have students doing paralegal. But I think it's interesting to note the spread. Like, a lot of our student parents are in these career and technical education programs. And so it really, to me, gives me an idea of where I can market student parent research, where I can put our flyers. We asked, do you plan to use childcare this school year? And if so, what type do you plan to use? Majority of our respondents, they said they didn't plan to use childcare, or they were relying on a family member. But I would say just as many are using either paid preschool or before or after school programs. This is like the question that I was just so curious. I wanted to know, what would the response be? You know, have you ever had to miss class due to lack of childcare? And luckily, a lot of our respondents, they said they didn't have to miss class, 69. But I always caution and look at, when you're adding up the students who said they missed 1 to 2 days, 3 to 5 days, 5 or more days, that number's pretty high. And so just gives me a lot of things to think about in terms of structuring our resources, how we're going to provide support, how we're going to keep student parents enrolled here at the college. Have you ever had to drop or withdraw from classes due to lack of childcare? Majority of our respondents said no, which is great. Only about 25% said yes. That number is still a little high, but I'm proud that majority of our students don't have to drop or withdraw. We also did a great needs assessment. We asked our student parents in these various areas, do you have a high level of need, a low level of need, no need? And so before I share with you the top needs, I just want you to take a guess in your mind. What do you think the top need is for student parent or top needs? So the top six student parent needs: food assistance, mental health, housing assistance, access to affordable family medical services, assistance paying for childcare, and academic tutoring. Since sense of belonging is such a big topic and a big need for our student parents, I had to ask about that. I wanted to know, how do you feel here at Daytona State? And I'm proud to say majority of the respondents, they said they feel like they belong here. They feel supported here. And then in terms of balancing school and parenting responsibilities, I think our students did well too. I think the numbers, we had about 26 strongly agree, 43 agree. I think our student parents are communicating. I think I'm doing an okay job at balancing my responsibilities, but maybe I can use a little bit of help. So we asked, would you benefit from a family-friendly study room on campus? And majority of our respondents say yes, which is awesome. And then finally, we asked our student parents to provide their own feedback. How can Daytona State support you as a student parent? And I want to say I received 34 comments, and all of them were pretty positive. I just extracted a few. Someone talked about motivation. They just want that extra push. Another person said student parent support and social groups, the study room, they would love that. This third comment really stuck to me, just to be more aware that it's not a choice for most parents. So basically, if it's my child versus school, my child is going to win every time. And so that really, to me, drove home the need to provide more supportive services for our student parent population. And I thought this last comment was pretty cool. I think an advisor specific to student parents would be great. Hey. So I just wanted to provide a little bit. I see a hand raised. Okay.
I just want to find out whether or not you have involved other students that are not parents to assist or come in and be around so they can lend to the parents while they're doing their studies or whatever, whether or not it's open and you would encourage, you know, we have the athletes here, you know, when they're finished doing whatever, just to get the other students involved in knowing that this is here and they can help.
I agree. When I was thinking about the NEST, partnerships, student parent support, those were some things that came to mind. I would love to see our students connect with each other, support each other. And so I think that that's really important. And it's something that we're definitely considering. Yeah, and also our academic support center, we have tutors there. Maybe having some of those tutors come to the NEST to provide that support within the space would be another good relationship, peer relationships.
Mm-hmm. I know you asked the question of students, and this is a tougher question, and maybe it flips over to the marketing side of it, but how can we get out into our community to find out how many potential parents are out there that would like to be students, but they don't think that this is an avenue that they can go down?
Yes, that's a great question. With our C-Campus program, we try to put all of our marketing materials in daycares, in the daycares that we partner with. And I've actually received a lot of students through that, where they weren't necessarily enrolled here at the college, but they saw our C-Campus flyer at the daycare, and they thought, wow, Daytona State College offers childcare assistance. Let me check that out, and they've enrolled. But I think marketing the Nest and our partnerships, recently I joined the Early Learning Coalition, the family engagement group, and they talk a lot, too, about figuring out ways to get parents who are not enrolled at the college into the college. And so I hope to see some of those numbers increase through our partnerships.
And I think, you know, this will get added to our menu of support services that will go in the admissions office promotional material. So when the admissions advisors are out recruiting and doing community events in particular, they're now equipped to know we have this service. So when they're in the community and they meet, you know, someone who is a parent, they've got this in their arsenal to help students understand that it's possible and we have support for it.
This was a professional photo shoot done by marketing for that purpose. Yeah. So it can start being, these images can be on the website, yeah, and in the brochures and in the marketing materials.
I said, success of this program, where you're going to run out of space. Have you thought about what's going to happen? Because you don't want to turn anyone away. And I think once the word gets out, you're going to have a lot of people coming and looking for assistance. So just to throw out there, to start looking around for how you might begin to enlarge or add your program.
I can do that. That's my hope. I want it to be overflowing with kids.
A big unfinished section right next to that room. There'll be a lot of kids running around there.
I'm going to need a new office. Yeah. I'll switch with you.
You got a good spot, though.
All right, let's go on a tour.
All right.
All right.